One way Matthew's gospel draws attention to the importance of the church is by characterizing it as the family of God. What practical encouragement can we draw from the fact that we're part of God's family?
When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven in Matthew, to me that's as expansive as it can get. I mean, he could have talked about the kingdom of Palestine or the kingdom of Rome or the kingdom of Greece, but he talks about the kingdom of heaven. And that's almost even more than, you know, the kingdom of earth. I mean, that's almost connecting the visible and the invisible, the time-bound and that which is eternal. So it's a huge concept, and it would be easy for us to get lost in that. And what saves us from doing that, I think, is when he talks in the Lord's Prayer and says, when you pray, say, Our Father. My teaching area is spiritual formation, and one of the things I say about the Lord's Prayer is that we start prayer by the recognition that at any given moment, there could be millions of other people who are praying at the same time. One of the reasons we call God, God, is that God can take each one of those prayers and can deal with them as if they were the only one that was, you know, vying for his attention in that moment. But that brings us into a holy fellowship, part of that kingdom of heaven personnel. And then right after that, of course, is the word Father. So that no matter who I am or where I am in that prayer, I'm moving toward God as Abba, moving toward God as Father. And if a person in Poland is calling God Father and I'm calling God Father in the United States, then that means we're brothers and sisters. If we have the same Father, then we're members of the same family. So I think Matthew gets at this in a powerful way with the concept of the kingdom of heaven, which he uses over and over again. But it's the life of prayer that draws us into the realization that in the moment that I'm praying with other people who are saying the same thing that I am. But when they're saying what I'm saying, it means we're family.